referring back to subdivision 2005-53.
Need a motion.
Mr. Chairman, regarding subdivision 2005-53, my motion, huh?
This is Yoder, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I went and got the file.
I know, but he has to lift it off the table first.
Lift it off the table.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to untable.
Untable it, right. Reopen the public hearing.
Reopen the public hearing on subdivision 2005-53. Reopen the discussion on subdivision 2005-53, Polly and Mark Yoder Jr., clarification of conditions of approval. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, carried, open, go ahead.
I got confused when I looked at this one. You got 150-foot
confused all night.
Delmarva Power and Lake Company right away, and the lot lines for the lots on Blueberry Hill stop right at the right away. And the 30-foot buffer
is in
the right away.
It's in the right away.
Set through it just from the opposite of what we were thinking. And that's why it was approved. I mean, it shows it, and I didn't see anything in the file that DPNL agreed to it, but. It's they got 30-foot perimeter all the way around against the agriculture land at the time, which was Yoder's property. So they did that. They got agriculture land on the opposite side in the rear, and except for the Ingram property, which didn't have to have, they only have a portion of the buffer there. Well, threw me off of that. It's in the part of it's in the right of way, and part of it's. Actually, a 30-foot buffer on the lot number 7 and 9. It appears that the buffer there is actually on the within the subdivision.
Within the subdivision or on their lot lines?
No, in the subdivision.
Separate from the lot.
And then the buffer goes into the DPNL power line. Yeah, their lot lines are all exclusive of the buffer.
I bet if you ran out there and saw
on all Blueberry Hill. And but the 30-foot buffer is within the 150-foot utility.
Okay.
Probably anyway, they got the 3/4 acre lots.
But Shannon might have it.
Well, they're all set. They're all 0.76.
I mean, if that was that way, they wouldn't.
Leave it a little bit bigger than that. They're all, yeah, that's right.
I don't got it.
The reason I think that he explained that is because the utility easement on the front half is owned by Yoder's, and the utility easement on the back half is owned by
No, you're right. Hill. You're right.
So
right.
That's why. That's why. Switches from within.
The good news is that they shouldn't have to have a buffer. I mean, number one good news is they've never constructed that. There is no wooded buffer there.
But yeah.
They haven't done it yet.
Need to be done.
Yeah, it's still to be done. But as far as we're concerned, they certainly don't need it to. Buffer them from us because we're asking not to be buffered from them.
it's two subdivisions butting up against each other. There's 150-foot right away between the two of them. To me, that's buffer enough. I wouldn't make either one of them do it now, but that's just my opinion.
Well, they haven't asked to get the release, so.
I know they haven't asked, but I'm just saying I don't know that
we're
serving anybody's interest. But
this
by
is
making
the line
these guys
for
Yoder's.
Property. And
Lawrence, does Blueberry Hill run all the way up to the northern corner of Yoder's?
Yeah,
other than the easement between.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, but the actual property line is adjacent. They're abutting property lines.
Yeah. Right, okay.
The only difference is the 150-foot, as you said, and the little crooked piece in Yoder's is just the opposite on Blueberry Hill. Because it follows the same line. So half the power utility easement is on Yoder, and the other half is on Blueberry Hill. So the property line, Mike had said, the dark line at the perimeter is on the opposite side of Blueberry Hill from the utility line.
And Blueberry Hill is an approved final site plan that's got construction on it substantially.
Recorded in 2005 and substantially under construction with some dwellings.
With dwellings. Okay. So it's not going to sunset then either.
No, it won't sunset.
It's not going to sunset and go back, so.
It's not going to revert back to farming.
You know, what threw me off was that the buffer was actually in either, on this case, we were saying they could, other than the utility easement or company could tear it down if they had to make improvements to the utility line or make more lines or whatever. Typically, they don't, but they could.
Well, if they did away with it, you couldn't, there's not enough land there to do anything with if they reverts back to the each subdivision.
Yeah, it would just be a.
Of it, it's just going to be open.
It could be deeper lots.
Yeah.
That'd be it.
Here's the thing though that you need to think about on this one, and I'm not saying that it, because it, this is unique in that it has that power utility that runs down 150 feet wide between the two, but the concern would be then that, you know, whenever this happens, like Lawrence said, when you have one subdivision that comes in first, followed by another, you know, is this going to cause people to come in and want to revise their preliminary and final site plans to eliminate buffers? Because, you know, 2 years after they got preliminary, the property next door got
approved. Well, I was thinking, though, that the Blueberry project actually was approved before this one was, because it was recorded in 2005.
Okay.
So it was actually on the books at the time. So I think a case could be made by anybody coming in, really, I know that that's not
like the unintended consequence.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Exactly. It's not what it says in the ordinance. Yeah. But I understand that. But the language says if it's being farmed, then so it's because it is certainly possible, as we see right here, to have a partially completed subdivision with still pieces of it being farmed, but the intent is not to farm it. Fair statement. You know,
Blueberry Hill, yeah. That's
Blueberry Hill's intent was not to farm it. They're farming it because they can't sell the lots.
That was applied for in November of 2003.
Yeah. See, so I mean, it was out there, I think. I mean, I don't know. I agree. I don't want to start a stampede, and I think we need to be careful. A lot of language.
Well, I think the way you maybe would address it would be that you'd say that because it's adjacent to 150 foot wide utility easement, and because the adjacent property was approved prior to this one,
right,
or subdivision.
And if somebody came in with an identical case, then I would say yes, we would probably do it again. But someone can't come in with something similar and say because you did this, you have to do, you did that, you have to do this. Right? Well, that's just my talk. What about the rest of you? What do you guys think?
I think IG's going to be thankful he wasn't here today.
This poor guy's been sitting here for 2 hours to listen to us.
If you're enjoyable.
Oh, yeah. Better beat anything on TV at this time of day. Not that I would know.
I agree with you. I really do.
Yeah,
I'm in agreement. Yeah. I don't think
that's great. Mr. Johnson, are you going to rain on the parade or what?
Absolutely not. I can't counter the conventional wisdom as exhibited by my esteemed commissioners to my left.
But it is dicey, I agree. It's a slippery slope, but I think in this instance.
Well, I agree. I mean, because you have the 150-foot, utility right away that's going to separate them. So, you know, if anything, there's further distance between them than would be if each one of them provided their own buffer.
Sure.
And as a trade-off to eliminate the 30-foot landscape buffers to provide the residents with 1.5 acres of recreational area, I think the future residents of this subdivision would be pleased. And it would result in a superior subdivision.
Put that forward. Do we need a consensus or do we need a motion?
I think on that we ought to have a motion.
All right.
That sounds like a good motion, Mr. Johnson.
I thought so too. Go ahead. Let's get that Lawrence Evian out the door.
It's on tape.
It's on tape.
I'll second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to clarify the conditions of approval for subdivision 2005-53 Polly and Mark Yoder Jr. as stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.